presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. As you remember, Clark Kent and editor Perry White were lured to the Cedarcrest Sanatorium and imprisoned in a soundproof oxygen chamber. A man's voice, strangely familiar to Kent, assured them no harm would come to them, but that they would have to remain in the chamber until late Saturday night. Enraged, Perry White kept his finger glued to a push button that rang a bell somewhere in the huge stone house. Warned to stop under threat of being gassed by the hatchet-faced woman who had admitted them to the sanatorium, White refused. Immediately, a sleep-producing gas began pouring into the chamber. White took his finger off the push button and the gas stopped. Clark Kent, realizing that if Perry White were unconscious, he could force the steel door as Superman, deliberately continued to press the bell button, despite White's choking demands that he stop. As we join them now, gas is still pouring into the chamber. As Kent continues to ring the bell, and Perry White has dropped to his knees, fighting for breath, listen.
Can't bulldoze us.
Fool that you are. What can you gain? The gas will put you to sleep, and you will awake with your head aching.
Listen to me. I demand of you. I demand of you.
Your friend has succumbed. Now do you see what will happen to you if you continue to ring that bell?
You can't frighten me. You can't.
You're weakening, aren't you? You can't breathe. Your legs are becoming like water. Just a few seconds more.
I told you, you can't. Oh.
Perhaps next time you will know better. Sleep, my friend.
Sorry, lady, but I'm not the least bit sleepy. I'll just give you a chance to get out of earshot, and then we'll see who should know better next time. Poor Mr. White. I hated to see him gasp for breath and then collapse, but it was the only way. Well, guess it's safe now. Safe enough for Clark Kent to become
Superman. The door shouldn't be too hard to open, even if it is solid steel. The noise will probably bring that witch woman running, but it'll be too late then. Here goes. Pretty tough. Well, a little more effort and it should buckle. There, that does it. Now let's see whether old Hatchet Face heard that crash. I'll just step back in the shadows here and handle her as Clark Kent. Here she comes.
Oh!
Surprise!
Oh, where are you?
Right here, madam. Oh, no, not so fast. I want to talk things over with you.
Let go of me.
Not until you answer a few questions.
I don't know anything. Let me go.
You were pretty cocky just a few minutes ago when you shot that sleeping gas into the chamber.
How did you get out?
Never mind that now. I'm out. And if you value your neck, you'll talk and talk fast. Who was the man who spoke to us through that loudspeaker?
Dr. Wilson.
You know you're lying. There's no Dr. Wilson here. Who was it?
I told you, Dr. Wilson.
Who owns this sanatorium?
Dr. Wilson.
See, you've been well trained. All right, where is Dr. Wilson?
He's gone.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
Now, look, lady, this is serious business. A matter of life or death for many people. Where can I find Dr. Wilson, or whatever his name is?
I told you I don't know. What more do you want?
I want the truth.
That's what you got.
All right, we'll have to use other methods. Perhaps the police can get you to talk.
I haven't done anything?
Oh, nothing except locking two people in an oxygen chamber and attempting to put them to sleep with gas, that's all.
He told me to do it.
Who told you?
Doc. Wilson.
Almost forgot yourself that time, didn't you?
No.
Oh, Mr. White's regaining consciousness. Now you're in for it.
He runs the most powerful newspaper in the country. He'll see to it that you go to jail.
No. No, he can't. I'm just being paid.
By whom?
I told you. Dr. Wilson.
Kent, where are you?
Right here, Mr. White. All right, step inside, lady, and don't try to get away.
Kent, what happened? That gas.
It's all over now, Mr. White.
All over? Oh, my head. It's splitting.
Here, I'll help you get up. There we are.
Kent, that woman, she's the one who locked us in here.
I know.
She turned the gas on.
Yes.
I was only following orders.
Whose orders?
No sense asking her that, Mr. White. She has a stock answer. Dr. Wilson.
Yes, that's true.
Kent, I don't understand this. Who opened that steel door?
I did.
But how?
Evidently, it wasn't locked properly. But don't worry about that. We have more important things to think about. This mysterious Dr. Wilson admitted he was the man behind the attempt to ruin the Metropolis football team. He must be located. She says he left.
You can search all over. He is not here.
Where did he go?
She says she doesn't know.
I don't.
Well, maybe someone else around here does.
There isn't anybody else. I'm here all alone.
You mean the sanatorium isn't in operation?
There have been no patients here for 3 years.
Then what's that?
Someone's knocking at the front door.
Martha, open up!
Oh, that's our friend, Dr. Wilson. Evidently, he returned for something.
No, it is not. You are wrong.
Martha!
We'll see how wrong I am. Come on, let's let him in.
I am not supposed to admit strangers.
This isn't a stranger. Listen to him.
Martha, where are you?
He's calling you by your first name. All right, come on, or do I have to drag you?
Martha! Martha, open this door!
Go ahead, open it.
I told you I am not supposed
to. Stop stalling. Open the door.
All right.
Martha!
They got out of the chamber! What? Drive away, quickly!
You hear that? She kept him off.
Drive away before they
can! I've known you. Warn him. Get the door open, Mr. White. Hurry, I'll keep her quiet. Why, you...
He's pulling out of the driveway.
Now, we'll follow him. And you're coming along with us, madam. Police might want to talk to you.
No, you can't do this.
There's nothing we can't do. Come on.
You let go of me. Let go of me. Let go, I
say. Open the front door, Mr. White.
Yes.
All right, in you go.
Don't pay for this.
I'll take my chances. Okay, Mr. White, you get in back. Right. I'll handle the wheel. Which way did he go?
Out the driveway and along the main road to Metropolis.
Okay, hold on.
Swinging out of the sanatorium driveway, Clark Kent hits the smooth concrete of the main road, traveling at 70 miles an hour. Far in the distance, the twin taillights of the car he is following gleam like red fireflies in the darkness. Gripping the wheel, Kent jams the gas pedal to the floor.
Is that the car overhead, Kent?
I think so. Traveling fast, but unless we run into trouble, we'll stay right with him.
You are making a big mistake. That is not Dr. Wilson's car.
I'll worry about that.
I saw the license number, or at least part of it, as he pulled out of the driveway. It was S-484. Now, if we can get close enough, we can tell.
Watch it. Curve coming up.
You're driving like a maniac. We'll all be killed. I demand that you stop and let me out.
Sorry, but you'll have to put up with it. Not nervous, are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, you weren't nervous when you ushered us into that oxygen chamber and locked the door. You weren't nervous when you filled the chamber with sleep-producing gas.
How many times must I tell you I had to do it? Those were my orders.
Well, this is my order. Sit tight and watch the fun.
We seem to be creeping up on him, Kent. Don't you think so?
Yes. He's slowing down a little. Probably feels he's not being followed. I'll try and pass him. Hold on.
You see his license plate yet?
No, not quite.
You're doing 80.
Yes, that's right.
I don't like it.
You're going to dislike a lot of things before we're through. That's the car, Mr. White. I can see the license plate now. S-484-237. I'll pass him.
He won't get over.
He'll get over, or I'll know the reason why.
But I'll keep swerving.
Oh. I'll fix him for that.
Yes, there's a hairpin curve. He's going off the road straight into that tree. Oh, no! I told you.
Oh, never mind what you told me. Come on, Mr. White.
He hit that tree going 60. He's done for.
Looks like it. No, wait a minute. He's still breathing. Here, I'll get this buckle door open and you drag him out.
Okay. You better work fast.
All right. It's clear.
Yeah. I've got it.
Can't stop me now.
Scott! Do you know who it is?
No. Who?
Dr. Stone. Professor Nelson's assistant at the medical laboratory.
Too late. No antidote in this country.
Way down Central America. Too late.
Dr. Stone, what are you talking about? Antidote for what?
Football team. Can't win Saturday without antidote. Too late to get it. Way down Central America. Savage tribe. Too late.
It's all over.
What was he babbling about?
He wasn't babbling. He was telling us that the men on the Metropolis football team have already received a dose of the weakening potion that will make them dazed and helpless next Saturday.
Well, what was this about Central America?
I think he meant the only antidote could be found in Central America, and that we were too late to get it. And unfortunately, I'm afraid he's right.
With Dr. Stone's lips sealed forever, what can Clark Kent do to save the football team? According to Stone, the men on the squad have already received a dose of the numbing potion. The only antidote can be found in Central America. But where in Central America? And what is the antidote? Even Superman, with all his ability, is helpless without that information. Can he get it in 48 hours? Listen in and follow the thrilling race against time with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.